Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Getaway Friday, January the 29th, 2021, the last Friday in the month of January. Scott Spears along with you, co-host Angie Evers in studio. Angie, what in the world were we talking about before we went to break? Oh, Jimmy Crum. No, we moved on past that.
Yeah, we had passed that.
Where were we?
Well, let's see. We talked about the North Market and then... I was talking about something, but gosh, I don't even remember now.
Now remember, if you want to have a Boston cooler, that's ginger ale with a scoop of vanilla ice cream. And if you want to make a chocolate egg cream, that's chocolate syrup, milk, and seltzer.
Hmm. When are you going to make me one?
Anytime. You bring over the ingredients and I'll whip them up. Those are cheap drinks, though. Because you can get a 2-liter of ginger ale for like a dollar. And then you can get a, like, you just need the off-brand vanilla ice cream. You can get that for like $3. So that drink costs about $4. And you can make a bunch of them with that. And even the chocolate egg cream. A thing of chocolate syrup costs maybe $2. And then a jug of milk costs, what, $2.50? And then a bottle of seltzer water costs about $1. So maybe $5, $6, and you can make a bunch of them out of those.
Oh, yeah. Hmm.
So we're talking like $10, and I could really make you some drinks here.
Oh, I don't know if I would drink that much of them.
No, but you could have them for days. I mean, it'd take a while for the ice cream to go bad. It'd take a while for the milk to go bad. Mm-hmm. And the chocolate and the soda would be good for months.
Right. Well, I mean, I do like root beer floats. I get root beer floats a lot during the summer.
You might like the thing.
I don't know.
You might. We should have done them in here tonight.
Yeah.
But we did not stop
at the grocery store. Where would you keep the ice cream?
In the refrigerator.
I don't think ice cream will hold in the refrigerator.
Well, I could have made you a chocolate egg cream.
So...
I bet you would have enjoyed it.
I'm sure. You'll make me one eventually.
Eventually. You know, I still have this thing about running the speaker over at Stewart's for an hour.
Oh, okay.
I think they're against having me do it. I don't know why. Wouldn't you come over? You would come over.
Oh, yeah, I'd come
over. And you would
over.
Not go if I wasn't there doing it, would you?
Well, I mean, I go to Stewart's all the time.
Yeah, but you'll probably cut it out if I don't get this opportunity, right?
Well, I don't know about that.
You'll start going to the Dairy Queen.
I don't know. I did go to the Dairy Queen yesterday, though.
Boy, I went to the Dairy Queen last Saturday night. And what I realized was an Oreo Blizzard is just as good in winter as it is in the summer.
They are pretty good.
And you don't like the ice cream.
No, it's not my favorite. I'd much rather have Jersey. Which, the Jersey's opening, I believe, I read the sign, February 17th.
I have not been to the Jersey since Who Flung the Chung.
Oh, we'll go this summer.
You think?
Oh, yeah.
I don't have to stand out there, do I?
Well, yeah. How else are you going to get your ice cream?
I don't think those people are 6 feet apart.
No, they had squares.
Did they?
Oh, yeah.
When I drove by there... I don't think they were 6 feet apart.
Yeah, and you know how they did always had like two windows where you could order at. Well, they did one order or one window that you would order at, and then you would go and pick up your food at the other window. That's what they did.
Well, this is going to take like hours.
With the pandemic, yeah, they did do it different. So,
wouldn't that take a long time?
I don't think it took. I mean, I always go to the Jersey quite a bit, so I don't ever remember waiting in a long line.
What do you get there?
What do I get at the Jersey? So my favorite thing to get, I like this strawberry. Well, I don't think it's on their menu, but they make a strawberry banana smoothie, and those are my favorite. And I always get the chicken sandwich, and I love their nachos and cheese. So, because I go there for lunch a lot. So I always get like, I usually just get a chicken sandwich, like at lunch. But if I'm really hungry, I'll get the nachos and cheese, because I like those too.
See, last year, I think, was the summer of the chicken sandwich. I think this year is going to be the summer of the Coney dog.
Oh, yeah. I'm kind of afraid to try chili dog. I've never had one.
They're good. Now, how can you get through life and not have a Coney dog?
Pretty easy.
But you've had a Tony Pecos.
I have, but I didn't have a chili dog. But yes, I have had a Tony Pecos hot dog. Well, they're, what do you call them? What do they call
Hungarian.
Them? Hungarian, yeah. I was saying Bulgarian, which I don't think is anything.
it's Tony Pecos' famous Hungarian hot dog.
Yeah, that has casein on it. But the hot dog was still good.
See, I don't understand this casing issue. And what was the issue there?
It was a crunch. Like, every time you took a bite, it was like...
But what do your cornflakes sound like when you eat them?
That's different. I mean, you expect a crunch with a cornflake, not with a hot dog.
Well, Hungarian hot dogs are packed tightly.
Yeah.
You found this out.
Right. Which, I mean, it was fine. I would eat it again, but I just might make funny faces.
You were nervous about eating that hot dog.
A little nervous.
Why was that?
Well, because it didn't look like a normal hot dog.
Well, it's not. It's a Hungarian hot dog.
I know, and I had never ate a I cannot say that word. Hungarian. Is that how you say it?
Yeah, famous Hungarian hot dogs.
Yeah, I never had one. So.
Good food.
Oh, yeah.
So, is anybody doing anything interesting tonight? Let us know. Give us a buzz. 740-383-9944. The phone lines are open here. 740-383-9944. Have yourself a Boston cooler or a chocolate egg cream. You know, these are things you can't get at restaurants.
Nope.
I don't think so.
Maybe, like, the Jersey or Stewart should create something like that. And have a specialty.
You know, I think when I leave broadcasting, I'm going to open up a hot dog stand. Be a vendor.
You know what? I always thought it would be fun to be a... to have a food truck and go to all the fairs.
Festivals. Well, that might be... It depends on what you're selling, because some of that stuff could be a little dangerous. Go ahead, caller.
Where would you go if you wanted to try one of those chocolate egg creams? Until today, I'd never heard of such a thing.
Well, you can't go to any restaurant. You got to come to somebody who knows how to make them. And that's important because you've got to get the proportions right.
Yeah, I heard you say that. So how did you learn about them?
There's not many things I don't know about.
That sounded really humble.
There's a very short list. Actually, I flew over to Cambodia.
Come on, you're killing me.
And John Mellencamp showed me how to whip one up.
You know, I can always count on you for a good laugh, Scott, and I could use one right now. I just got rear-ended on 95.
Oh, no. What happened?
I really don't know. I was just tooling down the road talking to my son, and the light changed. Everybody started slowing down, and then, bam.
Oh, no. Are you okay?
Yeah, I have arthritis in my back anyway, so, I mean, it wasn't good, but, you know, it could always be worse. I'm fine.
How's the car?
I got a Honda Pilot, and she took a licking and kept on ticking. The guy that hit me, his hood got all crunched up, and he's toast. Steam was coming out of his radiator, and he didn't look very happy.
Now, was this an older guy or a younger guy?
Maybe like 35, 40, what he looked like.
So did you get his insurance? That were the
police? Call me a chicken if you want, but I didn't get out because he looks really mad. And someone should take the remote control from Sarah because I spend too much time watching TV and the news and all these shows. And I just have a thing to where you don't trust anybody nowadays. You never know, like, where someone's at mentally. And he looked very angry, so I just hit the power lock button and rolled the windows up and waited on the cops to get there.
Did he try to come up and talk to you?
Right before, he was mostly concerned with his vehicle. Right before the police got there, he came over and I cracked the window. He goes, "You all right?"
He's all heart.
You all right?
He's all heart. But so you have his insurance information, so you you didn't cause the accident, so you'll get, you know, your car all fixed up, right?
I honestly don't think anything. I mean, I didn't get out and look, but my son and his girlfriend came and they moved my car off of 95 for me. And as soon as I said my back hurt, they took me to the hospital to be examined. So, but from what my son and his girlfriend said, my car's okay.
Oh, good. Well, good. And everything was okay at the hospital?
Yes.
Oh, good. Well, you know, as far as this chocolate egg cream goes, you know, I can whip one up. And we've had this thing here at the radio station lately, giving away gifts, not doing it because of the pandemic. But I think what I might do one Friday, because I'm here for like 5 hours, you know, on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
What I might do is if you win a trivia question or something, I'll go back to trivia for one day. If you win a trivia question, if you want it, as long as you can be here within 5 hours, I'll make you a chocolate egg cream. Put it in a to-go cup and you can. And I think as long as I don't charge people for them, I don't think that's, you know, I'm not a vendor, so I think I'm okay.
You just mask up and go get your chocolate egg cream.
Just come on in and I'll put my mask on so you don't give me the pandemic and kill me, and I'll give you a chocolate egg cream. And
that's pretty dramatic.
Well, and you know, I can, well, what, you know, I keep thinking, and I've thought about this because I have not taken a day off in like 7 years. And I keep thinking, what would happen if I did get sick? Who would come in here and entertain every morning?
Yeah, what would you do?
I don't know. Well, one morning, if you ever hear, like, silence, you'll know what happened.
Scott got sick. This is that year that Scott got sick.
I got sick or I died.
And Scott, you don't want to speak it into existence.
Well, we're all going to die.
But you don't want it to be tomorrow.
No, tomorrow I got plans. Maybe Sunday.
Have a good show, guys.
Thank you. Glad you're okay.
Yeah, me too. Thanks.
Bye-bye. There you go. What are you doing tonight? That's what we're asking. Well, somebody got in an accident there. That's terrible.
Well, you know, we drove by something on 95.
Oh, I wonder if that was that.
Yeah, I wonder.
We did drove, but there was somebody who was picking up a bumper. Where was that on 95?
It was close to University Drive, wasn't it?
Yeah. Gone. Well, if that was you, we did drive by your where the accident was. There were no cars there at that time, but
we must have.
I think the police were picking
up
parts.
They were towing a car, weren't they?
I saw somebody picking up something, putting it in a bag.
Hmm.
Looked like a bumper.
I don't know.
So the question was, if you're out there listening, what are you doing tonight? 740-383-9944.
Or tomorrow, weekend plans.
Do you understand the John Mellencamp song? Jack and Mike?
I don't know where you got Jack and Mike from.
I don't know, but it sounds right to me.
I think that is pretty hilarious. Because I was laughing at you yesterday because you did the same thing.
I don't know why Jack and Mike goes off the tongue better than Jack and
Diane.
Who's named Diane anymore? People don't name their kids Diane.
No, not anymore.
So what's your, you know the song. What's your interpretation of that thing?
Have fun when you're young.
But see, I don't think my best days were when I was younger.
I mean, do you think it's all about, like, being young and in love?
I don't think I was in love when I was young.
No?
No.
I don't know.
Were you?
I'm sure I was.
Really?
Well, of course.
Well, see, this brings up a question. What is love?
A feeling.
But, like, what?
I don't know how to describe it.
But it only happens when you're young?
No.
Like, for me, I think now is good.
Yeah?
I mean, I think I'm good now. In life.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have any illnesses that I'm aware of. Things are good. All around. I don't think there's anything bad going on. So, now is good. But, you know, any time I've been in, I've probably thought that.
But, okay, so you were asking earlier, not this show, but before, what your favorite decade was. What's yours?
You know, I don't know. Probably the last one. I did a
30s?
Yeah, I did a lot in my 30s. Yeah, I think I did a lot.
I'm going to say my 40s. I've been there
just
for
started,
a week.
Just started. No, I mean, it could be my 40s because my 30s were very good. 20s, I was in college for most of them. And even though I like college, that's a busy time. No, it wasn't bad. It was just busy.
Right. I mean, I did not enjoy my 20s at all. I mean, I had my kids, which my kids were fine. But my company with my kids was not so much fun.
I'm no Jack and Diane.
So, and then my 30s were better than my 20s, definitely. But I think my 40s are definitely going to be better. You live and learn.
Well, I don't know. I think I just, 30s, a lot of good stuff happened. You know, well, 7 years of my 30s have been spent here.
Right.
And I've had a lot of fun with this station, and doing this. I can't believe it's been 7 years. I remember opening. I remember the first day.
Yeah, it goes fast.
Well, it's just unbelievable that 7 years have passed.
Right.
So many good times, so many fun times, so many interesting things, so many interesting people. It's really it's a nice period. You know, I worked at other radio stations, but some of those were a little iffy.
Yeah. I mean, you've had a good, you've done a lot.
Well, the first radio station I worked at, I worked there for 5 years. And, I won't say what it is, but the initials are WMRN. And that was not a, it was good, it was good at, I like doing the work, and it was when I first started, and I liked that, and I liked being on the air. It was a new thing, and that was kind of fun, and it was on an old station that had been here for a while, so I liked that. But to be honest with you, it was like, and everybody says this who works there, so this is not just me. The 5 years I was there, it's like working in a morgue. I mean, it was awful. People didn't talk to each other. It was the most, I don't know.
Not a friendly atmosphere.
No, it was not a friendly atmosphere. People came in the morning and they shut their doors. And nobody talked to anybody. It was weird. It was very weird.
Yeah, that is
still
weird.
Today, there are people that I worked with for 5 years there that I have zero relationship with. And I had zero relationship when I was there with them. People would say, well, you know, what was it like to work with blah, blah, blah? I have no idea. Because they went in the morning and they shut their door and that was it. That's what I saw of them.
Right. I know. I can't imagine working in a place like that because, like, I mean, where I work, I have had the closest, you know, I think when you work with people every day, you know, you get to know them. They're like family. And I mean, I've made some really good friends.
Well, then I went from there to a station that's no longer around, WDCM. Now, that got more fun because I had more... I don't know what you say.
Freedoms?
There. Yeah, I had more. They wanted me. They came after me, which is why I left the first place. Because the first place, I just thought, gee whiz, I can't stay in this morgue anymore. And when they came, and it was, there was more money involved, and, you know, so, okay, I thought I'll go do that. And I went over there. The only problem there was that I don't think nobody knew what they were doing. You know, I would show up to the office every morning, and there would be less people working there than the day before. Till it finally got to the point where I was showing up in the morning, and it was me and one salesperson. And there was just like six or seven offices, and they all were emptied. And when I started, they were full. It was just a mismanaged place. I never had seen such mismanagement in my life. And I don't think it was on purpose. I'm sure it wasn't on purpose. It was just horribly mismanaged.
Right.
But here, I think why this is a bright spot, it's been a family atmosphere. Always has been. I like everybody here. We all talk. Nobody's really dislikes anybody that I'm aware of. And it's been a fruitful time. So yeah, this would be it.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
Yeah, the other two places were not... Oh, and I worked in television there for a year. That was... That was another trip.
I don't remember you doing that.
I did it with your dad. That's where a lot of these pictures are from. Like that one? With Martha. It was Martha Douse, your dad, Marianne Michaels, and then we would have guests on.
Like, what did you call it?
It was The Exchange.
Oh, it was still The Exchange. Okay.
Yeah. I don't know if people realize that show started on WMRN when I was there. And I hosted it there. And then we moved it to television and did it there for a year. And then moved it over here when we started here.
And you have all those videos, like, on YouTube, right?
Yeah. Well, I think they're on either on YouTube. I know I have all the videotapes.
Mm-hmm.
We did it for a year, but it was... we did it 5 days a week. So there were a lot of episodes.
Oh, yeah.
Because they were half hour, and it was 5 days a week. So, let's see. You got 52 weeks a year times five. That's how many episodes there were. Like 250?
And that's a lot.
Yeah, and it's nice because I haven't looked at them in a long time, but those were good shows. We had some good guests. We had some fun, you know. It was a good time. Martha got up and twirled her baton a couple times, and we just, you know, it was a unique thing.
Yeah.
Unique time. Your dad had knives thrown at him in front of the Harding Hotel or Harding Memorial.
See, I don't know how I missed all that. Oh, how did I miss all that?
That went on. Gee whiz. That was dangerous.
I didn't even know he did that.
I didn't know he was going to do that either. We had Dick Haynes on. I don't know if Dick Haynes is even still alive. But Dick Haynes was from a circus family. And he threw knives at big, heavy knives. And we had Dick Haynes on the show. And I don't know why we were taping at the Harding Memorial, because it was just windy. I remember that. Wind was blowing, and it was just a windy day. And it was Marianne and your dad and Dick Haynes, and I think Earlene Hatch was with us. I don't think Martha was with us out there at the Harding Memorial. I think Martha was doing something else that week. And it came up that he wanted to... I thought he was going to demonstrate just throwing the knives at the board, because he set up this big board that have to catch the knives because it's outside. And somehow, your dad volunteered to do it, or Dick asked your dad to do it. And I just remember, because it's, you don't know. I mean, what if one of those misses?
I'm sure Dad volunteered to do it.
Well, he might have. And I walked over to him, and I said off the microphone, I said, don't get killed. don't do this if you are uneasy about it. And I just remember standing over there with, because we all stood up, and your dad was standing against the board, and Dick Haynes was throwing the knives from about 4 feet away, and big knives. And Marianne and I were like anxiety ridden. Just, and we're talking because we're the only ones left on the mic. And we're just like, oh. And when he threw that first knife, I just thought, oh, man. God help us all.
Yeah. I wonder what my mom thought about that.
I don't know. It's on video somewhere.
I don't think we've seen that. Yeah. I mean, well, I haven't.
It's around. It's around. I'm trying to think of when that would have been. Probably late spring, early summer of... when were we on television? 2011? 2011. Yeah, it was 2011.
See, that was a long time ago. I don't even know what I was doing in 2011.
Well, I told you, I worked with these people for a long time. You know, it's sad in the last year a lot of them departed, but I worked with these people for a long time. You know, I was younger than them, but, you know, I worked with Marianne for 15 years. I worked with your dad for 15 years. Martha, I'd known for 40.
Yeah.
So, you know, they were long relationships. Marge Hazelett, I'd known her for 20 years. She was my professor in college.
Well, that's neat.
Yeah, so it's sad that they, you know, three of them took off, and Marianne is retired now.
Three of them in 1 year, right?
Yeah, yeah, Marge and Martha and your dad.
Right.
All last year.
Hmm.
Thank goodness there was some space.
Between them.
Between them.
Right.
Yeah, Marge, I think, went in February, and your dad in May, and then Martha in December.
Yeah. Hmm. That's crazy.
But... and Marianne's retired, and I, you know, that's sad, but I like Marianne. She's a great lady.
Mm-hmm.
I hope she's doing okay. We don't talk much anymore, but, I had a lot of fun with Marianne. Marianne, oh man. Marianne was a very classy, fun lady. I loved working with Marianne.
Yeah. I don't know if I ever met her.
She was around for... She didn't retire. I think the last show she did was 2017. So she's been gone, I guess, 3 or 4 years now.
Yeah.
But she was with us for a long time.
Hmm. Well, that's good.
And, I still love hearing her. That was probably the best formation. Because there were many formations of that exchange show. But that was probably the best. She and your dad are the ones I always took.
Mm-hmm.
When I was doing it. I figure if I had them, then it would be okay. Whoever the fourth person rotated a lot.
Yeah.
It was Fritz the Night Owl at one point. It was Martha at one point. It was this girl named Shannon O'Neill at one point who had competed in Miss Ohio. And then we had guests who did it at, like, Mary Ellen sat in. George Kasotis would sit in. Jack Kellogg would sit in. You know, we'd have a lot of sit-ins. That I always felt that was the core group, was Marianne and your dad and me, because we were used to each other. So whoever else was in there, we were okay with each other.
Right.
And it was good because it was a man and a woman. It, you know, and they were the same age.
Yeah. And probably different opinions and...
Yeah, I think they did have different opinions, but you know, the weird thing about those two was people told, because they never had worked together, which I didn't realize, but they both admitted that, you know, they had both worked in broadcasting in Marion for a long time, but they were never in the same place at the same time. Mm-hmm. So when I brought them together, that was the first time that had ever happened, and people didn't think they would get along. I remember that.
So what did Marianne do, like, in her earlier years then?
Well, she was a teacher, but she started on television with, there was a cable station here in Marion back in, I think, late 60s, early 70s. I think it was called, it was a black and white cable station. And she did that, and then from that she got a job in Cincinnati on television, and then she worked at Channel 4. WCMH, that's how she knew Jimmy Crum and Jim Ganahl and all them. She worked on television down there for a long time. And then she worked at Channel 6 in Columbus for a while. And then she moved to WMRN, and she was there for 5 years, I think. So that was her. And then she came back and did things with me.
Wow. Well, that's neat.
Always had a good time with Marianne.
Yeah.
Well, like I say, I still love listening to the top of the hours, you know, with, you know, putting a woman's face on the dollar bill or $20 bill and Trump becoming president. You know, those were great times. Great times.
Well, oh gosh, what was I going to say? Yeah, I think that's neat. You know, Brandon was nominated for an Air Force Top Performer Award.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah, that's pretty neat.
I like Brandon. I know Brandon.
Yeah. So, let's see.
Good, nice kid.
He is.
Not a kid anymore, though.
No, he's
when
almost...
When I met him, he was
almost,
a kid.
He's almost 21.
You know, what's? I was talking to you about this not too long ago. When I met him, this is the 7 years of this place. When I met him, he was like, what, 14, 15? I don't think he was driving.
No. And you didn't even know he was my kid.
No, I really didn't. Because Charlie would bring these kids in. And
my kids.
Well, but others too, and I didn't know who or where they came from, but here they'd show up.
They came from me.
They came from you. he'd bring them in, and but Brandon was, I think, came in more than anybody else did.
Oh yeah, he definitely did. Yeah, I'm trying to think. Brandon works on big airplanes, but I can never remember his job title.
Well, I know Charlie was very, very proud of him.
Yes, he was.
That was a nice relationship.
Yeah, they had a really good relationship.
Because Charlie would update me about what was going on. Because Brandon came in quite a bit.
Oh, yeah.
You know? So Charlie would always tell me how he was doing and what was going on. And that was always fun.
Oh, yeah. I miss Brandon. I don't know when I'll get to see him again.
Well, I hope when he comes back we can all go out to dinner or something.
Oh, I'm sure we will. Definitely. So, I don't know, though. Like, I know before he had told me he was going to try to save up his time to come home for, like, a month. But, I don't know. I don't know if that's what he's doing. I mean, because I last saw him after Dad passed. He got here the day after. So, he just missed him. But, with the pandemic, and it was just, like, getting the Red Cross... And it was just, you know, they didn't want to let him go the Air Force, and it was just a mess. So, but he made it home eventually, and, you know, we did what we had to do. But, so I haven't seen him since, well, he left in June. It would have been sometime in June. So I haven't seen him since then.
I think I knew he was your kid. I would have to have, because Charlie only had three kids.
Right.
And I knew he was not...
But you didn't talk to me back then.
Well, ditto. You would be around and not say anything to me. Now, why was this?
Well, I don't know.
You still claim you were here for a birthday party.
I was.
Was that the only time you were ever here, though? Like, we were at four different locations over those years.
No, I had stopped by every single one. I think I was at the mall before. I'd stopped by the mall.
When? When were you ever at the mall?
I don't know, but I know I was there.
I don't think so.
And then I think I was only at where the Beltone thing was one time.
Yes, I do. You came in to pick up Natalie.
And I told you hi.
I don't remember that, but I remember you came in to pick up Natalie.
I did. So, and then... I think I was only up here twice, maybe.
When was the other time?
I don't know. Maybe I'm just making a...
I don't think you were ever at the mall.
I was. I know. Because you were at the Toggery place, and you were at the front.
Right. We had two different locations in the mall.
Right.
But I don't
See,
think
how would I know that if I wasn't there?
If you walked through the mall, you would have seen the studios.
Well... It's not like there's much in the mall to walk around. So.
People want to know what we had for dinner tonight. I had a salad from Arby's. Good salad.
Yeah.
What is it called? Roasted chicken?
A roast chicken.
With ranch dressing. So if somebody ever wants to buy me one, I'm not saying you have to, but that's what it is.
Yeah. We didn't do anything fancy. I just ate a roast beef.
It was
and
good,
curly
though.
Fries.
It's good. Wasn't
I was
it?
Hungry. Yeah. And then, oh, eventually I would like to go. Okay, remember this. So next week when we're like, what are we going to do for supper? Sometime I would like to go to the hibachi food truck.
We passed it.
We did. And they were busy. I bought myself that for my birthday. Lunch.
Oh, so you have been there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was it my birthday?
What'd you do for dinner?
No, it wasn't my birthday. It was some other special occasion that happened this month.
Oh, was that? Oh, but what did you do for your birthday dinner?
I got to go to Steve Dakota's.
Was it good?
Yes.
Very nice.
I got a steak. I haven't had steak forever. Yep. And I had, my mom made angel food cake. And my friend at work, she made some caramel cake. So,
you said that like you had a stroke.
The caramel?
Caramel cake.
I did, yeah. That's really hard to say. So, but.
How was the hibachi? That's what we're getting asked.
Oh, it was good. Yeah.
Nobody ever brings me food anymore. You know, I Wednesday mornings, I have a thing. But, people used to bring me food, and I used to be so impressed by this. Mm-hmm. Now, I have to ask, and then you feel a little rough.
That's too bad. Nobody brings me food. But I'm okay with that.
See, I don't think that's true, though. Nobody's ever made you food or brought you food.
No,
or
like,
given
I'm
you
talking
food
about,
to pack.
Like, at work. Well, somebody did bring me a iced coffee one day.
Okay.
Yeah. Anything else? I don't know. But yeah.
Lucky you.
Yeah. That was my lucky day.
And you had two cakes on your birthday.
I did. That was very special.
You had a good birthday.
I did. I had a really good birthday. And even one of my friends gave me a card because she was out of town on my birthday, and she gave me a card this week. That was really nice. I didn't tell you about that. But.
Well, you know.
She's one of my good work friends.
You know, last year my birthday was very low-key because it was on a Monday. And I think. I'm trying to remember. I know I was here that morning. I think some people called in and wished me happy birthday. I remember that.
Yeah.
I'll just...
Well, I can tell you, you won't hear me call in and sing you happy birthday.
Sing?
Yeah.
No, I said say, didn't I?
No, but I know. I'm not going to sing happy birthday to you.
Did somebody sing happy birthday to me?
I think somebody did.
Really? Who was it?
I don't know.
Well, yeah, you do. You know something here. What? Who was it?
Well, I don't know.
Where'd you get this from?
You.
Oh, I told you this? Somebody called in and sang happy birthday to me?
Yes.
Who called in... Is there anybody out there who listens to this show?
I don't know if you want to remember.
Well, I don't know how I could forget that. It's probably on tape somewhere. There were some... Well, whatever. Is it who I think it is? Oh, yeah. Ooh, that was fun.
But I won't sing, because I don't sing.
Well, they couldn't sing either, let me tell you. It was a little rough. I don't know why that happened, now that I think about it. I kind of remember that now. I don't know why that happened. That wasn't very impressive.
Well.
No. Anyway, I had just gotten back from Nashville. I do remember that.
Yeah.
The night before. So I was very tired on my birthday.
So you don't remember.
Well, I remember being tired because I had gotten back like late on Sunday night, and my birthday was Monday, and I came in here early Monday morning. I do remember. Now, this is a happy spot. Phil Donahue and Sam Donaldson called me on my birthday on the air. Now, how that happened, I'm still not really sure. Oh, and Mr. McFeely called in, too. I don't know how that happened.
Well, that's pretty neat.
Yeah. Yeah, it was neat. I enjoyed that. But I didn't. I don't think I saw my mother that day. I don't. She probably didn't even call and wish me happy birthday. I don't think I had a cake.
But do you want a cake this year?
You know,
because you're not big on birthday cakes.
No, I'm just not into that. I don't even know what I like to do on a birthday. Sit in a dark room. I don't know.
I like to go out to eat. I know I'm going to take you somewhere, but I'm not telling you. It's going to be a surprise.
Take who?
You.
Oh, like a restaurant?
No.
Oh, because that wouldn't, you know.
We're going to go somewhere. Not on your birthday.
On a trip?
Yeah.
Oh, an overnighter?
I don't know.
Oh, well, get we'll ready. See. I may not be here.
We'll see.
Oh, blueberry dumplings. I did have that on my birthday. Yes, I did. And that was nice. And yeah. And I appreciate that. And that was, oh, gosh. Michelle was there. I know Michelle. Why am I blocking on that?
Didn't Abby?
Abby. Yes. I kept thinking Ashley, and I know that's not right. And I don't know why I think of her Ashley when... No, she did. And it was very nice because she really didn't know till that morning. And I don't know why I started talking about blueberry dumplings. And this is a true story. I've told you this story, haven't I? Yeah. That morning, like 9 o'clock, I'm doing the show. And I'm talking about I haven't had blueberry dumplings forever. No correlation with the birthday or anything like that. Just some reason I was talking about blueberry dumplings. And I showed up because we were working, you know, at that point you could still work together. It was before, pre-pandemic.
Right.
And I every afternoon I would see her at like 2:30, something like that. We'd be together teaching and or whatever it was. So I show up at 2:30 and she has... Between 9 o'clock in the morning and 2:30 in the afternoon, she had made blueberry dumplings.
Yeah.
I was so impressed.
Yeah.
That was really impressive to me.
That's nice.
Yeah. I mean, they were good, too.
Yeah.
I have to say that because I've really knocked her for the sausage gravy. So I feel that I should say nice things about that. But that was fun.
Yeah. Now, I mean, I can make sausage gravy. And biscuits, but well, I'm not going to make any for you.
You can make them all you want. I ain't coming. I just can't. Even there is a smell. People say there's not a smell. There's a smell.
I wonder if it's just the grease that you don't like.
I could smell it down the aisle in the school. When I was coming down the hallway, I could smell it wafting down the... Oh, it was just awful.
Man, my favorite meal in elementary was hamburger gravy. Hamburger gravy over mashed potatoes.
Michelle's out there listening, and she said it would be her and I talking and Abby working. Oh. I don't know if that's all that true. There was a time because Michelle had to go do something else. I don't know what she was working or something, and I had to do it all because Abby, you know, slacked off.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, she did. She's a hard worker, but she was busy doing other things. And there toward the end, I was like I get these phone calls like, I'm not going to be there when the thing starts. Make sure you go down to the lunchroom and all that. And I'd be there all alone. Doing all the work. Or she'd have to leave early or something like that. That was fun, though. I like that. To get paid to do that, that was fun. I like the kids, though, too. The kids were a lot of fun. And that program grew as the year went on. So I enjoyed that.
That's good.
Hopefully it comes back. I don't know.
What kind of program was it?
I think it was for prisoners who were... Because I think both of them have probably been in the clink at some point or another. So I think they were trying to be... they were reformed prisoners.
Oh, you think?
And I was there watching them, making sure it was all okay.
Okay.
On the up and up.
Mm-hmm.
But she's done nice things. She made me apple butter donuts. That was good.
Yeah, I've never made donuts.
Yeah. I think she has good intentions, but sometimes she gets a bit busy and just can't.
Yeah,
pull it off.
It's hard when you have kids and you have to run your kids' places. And I mean, I don't have time to cook and bake like I used to. You know, I run I run Nally to dance 4 days a week.
But you made things for me this week. Chili.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I did. I got up early in the morning to make it.
See, to me, that shows that people care. Not calling here on my birthday and tone deaf singing happy birthday to me. It's coming back to me now.
You remember?
I remember it.
See,
now.
See, I don't remember that because I didn't hear you.
I remember it.
Yeah. I did wish you a happy birthday.
On Facebook?
Yes, I did. Yeah.
All I know is when I die, because we were talking about this earlier, I want my Facebook immediately deleted because I don't want people telling me how much they liked me when I'm dead. Why do people do that? You were so great. I'm so sorry you're gone. I'm dead. I'm no longer checking the Facebook. I have went on to my reward.
I think, you know, and you can actually put somebody else in charge of your Facebook, like, when you die. Like, I think I made Amy my person. If I die, like, she's in charge of my Facebook.
See, I don't want anybody in charge of it when I die. It's over.
Yeah.
I'm no longer on Facebook.
Right.
I'm in condolence book. The book has ended. The last chapter is over. Over and out.
Over.
Yeah. I have went to the dugout for the final time. I'm no longer coming back.
Are you putting that on your gravestone?
What's that?
Headed to the dugout or whatever you say.
Well, maybe I do want somebody to call and wish me happy birthday who pays better attention to this show.
That is what you say. You're heading to the dugout.
Right, but see, you acted like you didn't know.
Well, I pay attention sometimes.
I do want an epitaph, and I'm serious. Some people aren't serious about that. I want to be buried, and I want an epitaph, because people walk in cemeteries, and I want them to walk by my thing and not just see when I was born and when. I think that's irrelevant. When I was born, when I died, who cares? But I want something on there that they can read, you know, because I think it'll become like a destination, mm-hmm. like the Gypsy Queen or the, you know, I want something on there. That would be good, heading for the dugout.
Yeah.
Is the caller there? Caller, are you there?
Right.
I won't be back after this 15-minute break.
Yeah. Put something on there that's going to make people laugh.
Yeah, that's what I want. The one I always think about, because I'm indecisive about certain things, is I just would like, on the other hand, I should have lived. See, I think that would get it. That's a smart thing, but you eventually get it.
Right.
I don't know. You had your chance, now he's gone.
Yep. I don't know. I haven't really thought about any of that.
I don't know why more people don't have epitaphs. I think they're great.
Well, I thought about donating my body to science.
You know, it's...
So then what happens?
Well, you know, I don't know. Well, see, I think you get it back. I think once they do what they're going to do, they send it back.
Yeah.
This whole epitaph thing, and this is true, that if you look this up, you remember Rodney Dangerfield, the comedian?
I've heard of him.
Okay. Well, when he died, he got buried in this very, like, ritzy cemetery. I think it's Forest Lawn. Very famous cemetery out in California where rich people get buried.
Mm-hmm.
And his epitaph says, "There goes the neighborhood." I think that's genius.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
And there's a famous one by an author that says something like, "I'd rather be in Baltimore," or something like that. I think that's interesting.
Yeah.
You know. And then there's "Dying is easy, comedy is hard." I think somebody wrote that.
Yeah.
You've got to have something fun on your tombstone.
Oh, yeah. You don't want people to just go there and cry.
No, I want people to be aware of, you know, the sense of humor that maybe I had when I was alive.
Yeah. You could get a fruitcake on your gravestone.
Well, I could probably build a tombstone out of fruitcake.
Yeah, you could.
And it'd be there forever.
Right.
Yeah. Well, people could walk the earth again and it would still be there. Fruitcake never goes away. killed by a fruitcake.
Yep. You could put that on there.
Mm-hmm. Maybe I'll go to Cambodia.
You could.
John Mellencamp.
You have groupies, right?
I do have groupies. I don't like them, but they're groupies. I wouldn't want to live with them in Cambodia.
No.
No, 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 no. We're done. Can you believe it?
Went fast.
Well, we'll be back next week. Maybe.
As long as I'm not ill.
Yeah. Next Friday's...
second shot.
Second COVID shot day. Second COVID vaccine day. So maybe I'll be here alone next Friday. I might need a guest host next Friday. So pay attention.
We're hoping I'll be fine.
We'll see what happens.
We'll
All
see.
Right. Right. Let's wrap it up. You need a sign off.
Oh, I don't know. We have to think about that. So you just better do your sign off.
Well, for all of us here at WWGH News, for Angie Evers, for Scott Spears, here I am, heading for the dugout.
For the WWGH News Chopper, flying high overhead. We here at WWGH Radio 107.1 FM are proud to present Magnificent Marian Moments. Marge Hazelwood has led a life of service. She worked as a professor at The Ohio State University at Marion for over 50 years and served on many boards such as Junior Service Guild to help give back to the Marion community. Programming on WWGH Radio is proudly supported by Mimi's Party Zone and Balloons. Address 117 North Greenwood Street, Suite 5. Telephone number 740-262-8810. Facebook page, Mimi's Party Zone and Balloons. Tune in to Now with Scott Spears on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, Monday through Thursday from 12:10 to 2 p.m. Scott Spears Now was the only local news service emanating live from the Republican National Convention in Cleveland, Ohio. With conservative icon Phyllis Schlafly,
this is Scott Spears at the 2016 Republican National Convention in Cleveland, Ohio at the Quicken Loans Arena, and we are joined by a conservative icon, Mrs. Phyllis Schlafly. Phyllis, how many conventions have you been to?
Well, I came to my first one in 1952, so you can count them up.
Do you think that it's good that Bob Dole is the only Republican past candidate for president who's shown at this event? Is that respectable on his behalf?
Well, that's the attempt of the anti-Trump people to downgrade him in some way. And I think they're going to be shown up as not and scrapes and...